Now with that out of the way. So again, we're in Kuf Zayin, Siman Kuf Zayin, page 268. So basically, the idea we've been discussing in Kuf Zayin is that if a person wants to, they could daven a nedava Shmoneh Esrei, a donation Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, for whatever reason, they could, they daven. You daven Shachris, you daven Mincha, whatever it may be, but you want to say another Shmoneh Esrei. So you could. You could, under the proviso that you have a chiddush, you say something new in that Shmoneh Esrei, by saying something different in that Shmoneh Esrei, in the second Shmoneh Esrei, you show that it's not an obligatory Shmoneh Esrei. As we mentioned yesterday, the concept is that every tefillah we have is parallel to a Korban Tamid. You can't bring two Korban Tamids, you only bring one. Okay, so I'm bringing the same way that you could, there were obligatory Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Also, you could bring your own Korban. So this is my own Korban. How do you know? Doesn't look any different. Answer is no, it's different, because I said a chiddush in it. Now, for today, in Beis, we're going to explain what that chiddush is. But if you don't mind, I'm going to try to run through Beis, Gimel, and Dalet very quickly, because when I was a boy, there was a U.S. senator from the state of California, S.I. Hayakawa. Maybe many of you will remember him. He wasn't that well-known for anything, and I don't think he did that much in the Senate. But he is, I remember him for a few reasons. But one reason is he was an educator, and he said, the message is always after the but. In other words, somebody's talking, and then they say, but, that's when you wake up. So, again, not chas v'shalom that anything's missing in halach or any word is not important. But I want to get to the end, to Dalet, and you'll see what the but is. So again, the topic is a tefilas nedava. So you have to add something special in it, something new. So in base, the Machaber says, "Kiddush Zeh Sharmanu Hushi Echadesh Dovar Bechol Bracha Meham Tzios Me'ein HaBracha." This novel thing that you have to come up with in a tefilas nedava. So first, the Machaber says it has to be in each bracha of the middle brachas. In other words, from what I call the please brachas. In other words, after our Atah Kadosh, in other words, starting from Atah Chonein, Tachonein, you talk about Hashem, give me wisdom, give me insight. So in each of those middle brachas, until Ritzeh, those middle brachas, when there's all the pleases, give me this, give me this, give me that, give me rain. So you have to come up with something novel, something new. And each of those brachas that pertains to each of the brachas. Then the Machaber says, if you came up with something new in just one of the brachas, dayo, that would be enough. Kedei lo odia shehid nedava v'lo chova. Even one bracha would be enough to show that your tefillah is different. Again, remember the concept. The concept is, I want this Shmoneh Esrei to be different than the first Shmoneh Esrei I just davened, or the one my obligatory Shmoneh, my mincha, my shachris. So then the Machaber says, one would be enough, because then you didn't do that the first time, so it shows it's different than the one before. The Rama says, "V'yeshom dulomikri chidush, ela im nischadish etzlo, davar shlo hayat tzarech elav." Call them next page. Lochain. Some say that no, it has to be something new to you. In other words, something happened to me. You down in shachris, I don't know, at whatever time in the morning. Now something happened. So something new happened, so now you have something new to daven for. Gas went up. I don't know, whatever. So now you have something, so that's, the Rama says, some say, so that would again constrict, according to that opinion, the possibility of a tefillas nedava. Something new had to happen to you in the meantime. Okay, let's hold off on that. Gimel, ein tzibur mispalm tefillas nedava klal. A tzibur, in other words, all of a sudden, you know, be Chumrah of the week, that, you know, all of a sudden, everybody gets together at 10 o'clock in the morning, we'll dive in another Shmoneh Esrei with a minyan. Al Tzazaman, right? So Machaber says, no, you can't do that. Why? Again, go back to the concept. The concept is that you're bringing like a Korban Nedava, a non-obligatory Korban. But the community didn't bring a non-obligatory korban. There was no such thing. The korbanite seaboard. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, yes, it's true that there is such a thing. So they used to use the extra shkolim for this, for Keitz HaMizbeach, that sometimes if there was downtime and the Beis HaMikdash didn't have, you can imagine like this time of year, we're far away from a yontif or anything and the weather is cold, so maybe people didn't come. So I always thought that maybe, you know, like, so people didn't bring that many korbanos, so it's downtime of korbanos, there was the Mizbeach, besides the korbanos tzibur on a daily basis, then I have that much doing that day. So you're right. There was such a thing as Keitz HaMizbeach, that there was a fund so to bring korbanos, even if there was nothing going on, so to speak, to keep, it's not nice, the Mizbeach is just not sitting there. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so you see that there was such a thing that they brought non-obligatory korbanos for the tzibur. So therefore you see that a tzibur, a group, a congregation can't get together and do a non-obligatory korban. So why can't they do that for a davening also? Get a minion together and have an extra minion for, not chakras, but tefillah nedava at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So Mishnah Berurah answers, no, because that wasn't common. It wasn't common that there would be downtime in the for the Mizbeach. So therefore, since it was not common, so therefore Chazal did not allow you for a tzibur, for a congregation, for a community, to daven a non-obligatory tefillah. Make a new tefillah. Okay, here's the but. Here's S.I. Hayakawa's idea. Okay, so now, again, so now you could, the idea is you could say as many Shemona Esrei as you want. Sometimes you come up with a new idea, and you could daven two, three, four, five Shemona Esrei. Here's the but. Dao. Harotza lispal tefillah nedava, if you want to do one of these non-obligatory Shemona Esrei. So besides the fact that you have to come up with a new knetz, and according to Ramah, maybe something new happened to you. Okay, leaving that aside, which you can't, but still. Sorakshe makiris asmo zoriz vizahir, the amid bidato shiacho lechaven bitfiloso me rosh adsof. It has to be, there's one more criteria, and that is if you want to dive in one of these extra tfilos, it has to be that you're zealous and careful, and you know about yourself that you could focus on your Shemona Esrei from beginning to end. In other words, this tefillah nedava that you say, it not only has to have something new in it, but you have to really daven it really well. Top to bottom. Avolim eino yochol lechaven yafeh, but if you can't, let's say, you know, you float off to Never Never Land every once in a while and somewhere in the middle of davening, Shemona Esrei, Karina Bey, we call on this person who has these extra tefillos. Lama li lo roziv chaychem. Right, the Navi says, "What Hashem says? Well, I need all your korbanos. All right, just do the things you need to do good." The halavai shiyuchal lachamim gimel tefillos hakvus liyom. If only we could focus on the Shemona Esrei we do got. Let's say the three on a regular day that we do got, and all of a sudden you're piling it on. So this is why I tell people, this is always the big part, right? To be focused. So that is the tall, really, really tall order. Right, so again, the Mishnah Berurah points out, this is again, even if you could come up with something new and daven for something new and all that type of stuff, but here's the big but. The big but is to have the kavana, to really focus and focus in your tefillah really well. So that's, I would dare say, at least for me, that would knock me out of doing any of these type of things. You have anything on this? Or? Okay, so tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, maybe you heard something in the B'nai Ramah. So tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, we'll get to Kuchas. Kuchas is a different idea. Sometimes people mix them up. But what we talked about in Kuzayin is a tefil sendov. In other words, you want to do your own tefil, you want to do something extra, you want to do whatever. In Kuchas, we're going to talk about something else. And that is somebody, whatever, missed a tefillah, made a mistake, or whatever the case may be, they didn't daven. So we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. So there's such an idea of tashlumin, as makeup. In other words, if you miss something, so then you could daven two Shemona Esrei. Second one won't be a nedava just because you want to. It's because you missed one. So you got to make it up. So then how does that work, and how do we do that? So that would be, that's what we're going to discuss next in Kuf Kassim. Okay? I'll come back.